From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Daniel Zuckerman is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The Apria Automotive Shop on Route 39 in Round Top was destroyed by fire August 26th. Round Top Assistant Fire Chief Eddie Masterman said the fire department was dispatched at 1 p.m. and shop owner Jerry Apria was present and working in the garage when the blaze started. Masterman said, and I quote, "Something let loose in the other room. They, the owners, attempted to put it out before they called us," end quote. The cause of the fire has not been determined, but it was not thought to be suspicious, Masterman said. No one was injured in the blaze. Apria said the business was not insured to rebuild and estimated it would cost $1 million to restore it. Apria said he did learn a valuable lesson. Never bring gasoline inside a building. He said, and I quote, "That's what did it, and it was around the corner, but it didn't matter. The fumes came out and they caught us. Who knows what happened," end quote. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Wendy Liberatore is reporting for the Times Union. U.S. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand answered random questions on everything from President Donald Trump to guns at a town hall meeting held at Hudson Valley Community College August 26. Speaking at the McDowell Sports Complex, Gillibrand thanked her colleague and late Senator John McCain for his service to the country as a veteran and as an, and I quote, "extraordinary leader who did the right thing," end quote. She then spoke of the shooting at a video game tournament over the weekend in Jacksonville, Florida, where three people were killed, including the gunman. She said, and I quote, "This is a scourge on our society and Congress has done nothing. It's outrageous, and people need to speak out against this in November and to fight back against the people who do nothing in the face of this violence," end quote. Gillibrand answered questions from the crowd of 500 for about 70 minutes, but the name of her challenger, Republican Cheely Farley, never came up. Gillibrand urged the crowd to vote in the upcoming election to win back Congress for the Democrats to successfully fight what is going on in the White House, citing the president's undercutting of free speech, freedom of the press, freedom of religion, and undermining equality. Gillibrand went largely unchallenged during the event, answering questions on Trump's potential impeachment, Space Force, Puerto Rico, guns in schools, paid family leave, and the effort to block Brett Kavanaugh's Supreme Court nomination. She said the two main objectives are to pave the way for Medicare for all and to get the money out of politics. Read the full story in the Times Union. Amanda Purcell is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The real estate firm Houlihan Lawrence recently announced the sale of 25 acres of land located adjacent to the Catamount Ski Area in Hillsdale. The parcel includes a 100-year-old single-family farmhouse, a barn, and an 8-unit apartment building. The purchase price was $645,000. The identity of the buyer has not been disclosed. Andrew Gates, Houlihan Lawrence agent who handled the sale, said in a statement the property, and I quote, "generated a lot of interest from people who thought there might be some kind of development play to be made with the Catamount Ski Area," end quote. Gates said he did not know what the new owners would do with the parcel. In the spring, Berkshire East Mountain Resort purchased nearly 400 acres in the Catamount area from the Gilbert and Edwards families. Berkshire East Mountain Resort previously announced it intends to improve amenities and summer activities at Catamount. The resort's 36 trails and 7 lifts provide access to the mountain, which has a 1,000-foot drop. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. The National Weather Service in Albany has issued a heat advisory from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. on both Tuesday, August 28th, and Wednesday, August 29th, throughout the WGXC listening area and the Greater Capital District. Heat index values are expected to be in the mid-90s to low 100s due to temperatures in the upper 80s to lower 90s and dew points in the lower 70s. The combination of heat and high humidity levels may cause heat stress or other heat-related illness. Everyone is advised to drink plenty of fluids, stay in an air-conditioned room if possible, and out of the sun, and to check up on relatives and neighbors. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, wgxc.org.